Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, October 30th. You'll be interested to know. 87 years ago, today, in 1938, a radio dramatization of The War of the Worlds was presented in a realistic news bulletin style and famously convinced many listeners they were hearing an actual alien invasion. That broadcast showcased the power of radio storytelling to stir public imagination and led to new conversations about media responsibility and the influence of mass entertainment. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 1 to 2 feet. Conditions should stay the same until around noon, when it bumps up to 2 feet. By afternoon, expect the swell to build slightly, reaching 2+ feet with fair conditions. Winds are offshore at 2 miles per hour now, shifting onshore later in the day. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 4-foot outgoing mid-tide, when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 14 seconds, and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 4 feet just after 6:30 a.m., followed by a 3-foot low tide at 11:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start strong on Friday with clean waves around 2 to 4 feet, thanks to light offshore winds. Saturday remains consistent with similar sizes, but transitions to fair conditions as winds pick up slightly. Expect a steady increase in swell on Sunday, with 3 to 5 feet in cleaner faces, making it the best day of the period. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 54 degrees, with 10-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:03, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:13. It looks like we're in for a sunny Thursday with a high near 78 and a light west wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 11 p.m., partly cloudy skies, and a low around 60 with a gentle east wind. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m., then turns mostly sunny with a high near 71 and a southeast breeze around 5 miles per hour. Weekend days stay mostly sunny with highs near 70 on Saturday and near 73 on Sunday, with patchy fog possible each morning and again overnight into Sunday and Monday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts! This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, exciting news for surf enthusiasts as a new surf park is set to open in Orange County. The Newport Beach City Council voted unanimously to approve the project, despite concerns from golfers and safety issues related to John Wayne Airport. The Snug Harbor Surf Park will feature 2 pools, accommodating up to 72 surfers, with 25 different wave types to choose from. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m., it promises to be a great alternative when natural waves are not ideal. While the cost remains unannounced, it is expected to be significantly higher than parking at the beach. Now on to sports. Haynes King, the quarterback for Georgia Tech, is gaining recognition as one of the toughest players in college football. Last year, he played against Georgia despite a right shoulder injury that caused him immense pain. Miraculously, just days before the game, he was able to throw deep passes. Head coach Brent Key noted that King has an innately high pain tolerance and can block out pain. In a remarkable performance, King threw for 303 yards and ran for 3 touchdowns, despite the Jackets' loss in 8 overtimes. His determination has led Georgia Tech to an 8-0 record and a number 7 ranking in the Associated Press poll. In local sports, LeBron James is currently recovering from a bout of sciatica that has sidelined him since the preseason. As he prepares to make his debut in this year's campaign, he will become the first player to ever play a 23rd season in the National Basketball Association. Initial reports indicated he would miss 3 to 4 weeks, but recent updates suggest a mid-November return is possible. In his absence, guard Luka Doncic has emerged as a standout player, while Austin Reaves has stepped up significantly, averaging 35.8 points per game. Fans eagerly await James' return, knowing his presence elevates the Lakers' game. In top news, Hurricane Melissa made landfall in Cuba early Wednesday as a Category 3 storm after devastating western Jamaica on Tuesday. Melissa struck near Chivirico, Cuba, with wind speeds of 125 miles per hour at 3 a.m. and is now a Category 2 storm with maximum winds of 100 miles per hour. The storm is moving northeast, expected to reach Bermuda by Thursday night. In Jamaica, flooding left 77% of homes without electricity, and the government declared a disaster area. More than 735,000 people were evacuated in Cuba as officials prepared for widespread flooding. In business news, the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates at its second consecutive meeting, but Chair Jerome Powell cast doubt on expectations for a further rate cut this year. Powell emphasized that the notion of a cut at the Fed's next gathering in December is far from a certainty. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 erased gains, while the Nasdaq Composite rose to a record high. Powell's comments highlight a growing chorus of officials wary about additional cuts. The Fed will stop reducing its asset portfolio on December 1st, marking a significant shift in policy. Concerns about inflation and job growth continue to complicate the Fed's decisions. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% to about $111,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $3,900. And XRP is down 1% to $2.58. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. America only hurts itself by discounting what China has done well. After months of trade tensions, Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet in Korea for a possible agreement. This presents an occasion for the United States to learn from China's rapid technological advancements. China has become a powerhouse, leading in artificial intelligence patents and clean energy technology. To regain its competitive edge, the United States must embrace innovation and absorb talent from China. Excessive competition in China has spurred unique advancements that the U.S. can learn from. Ignoring these lessons may leave America lagging behind. entertainment news. Taylor Sheridan, the mastermind behind hits like Tulsa King and Landman, is leaving Paramount after tensions with new chief executive David Ellison's leadership team. Sheridan valued creative freedom at Paramount, but that began to change with Ellison's arrival following the merger with Skydance. Disagreements over project pitches and budget scrutiny prompted Sheridan to sign a 5-year contract with NBC Universal, potentially worth up to $1 billion. While he plans to fulfill his remaining commitments to Paramount, the loss of Sheridan represents a significant challenge for Ellison, especially amid upcoming layoffs. Sheridan's departure highlights the struggle between fostering talent and controlling costs in the entertainment industry. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American journalist and author, Walter Lippmann. And he said, "We're all think alike, no one thinks very much." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.